Uh-oh. He's got the resonator out. We're up here. We're flying up today, and I saw on the little air show thing on the plane, when we passed over Mammoth Cave, and back in my misspent, struggling musician days down in Nashville, I had a girlfriend in Louisville, and I'd come up and pick her up, and since she was from the area, we'd go down to Mammoth Cave. All I'm going to say about that. But for those of you who live around Mammoth Cave, let's just say it looks like bear country to me. So I got inspired about that on that pretty day. And I'm not quite sure what happened to that Louisville girlfriend, but I'm going to do this song for her anyways. We spent some tumultuous uproars down in that cave. Well, like I haven't explained around this town in a long time, I ain't no drinking man. Well, not as much as I used to be. But that's life. Nah, it used to start to get me highly irregular, and I swore that I would never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his still while he went into town to vote. And it was right up there around Mammoth Cave where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing. It wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up on that hill like a huge golden opal. And like tonight, God's yellow moon was a-shining all over the bluegrass thing. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and on. And like I tried to explain before, I ain't no drinking man, but hell, it's the weekend. And the coral reefers are in town. And the temptation got the best of me, and I took a slash. Woo! That yellow whiskey down my throat tasted like honeydew vine. I took another one, another slash, another one, and another one. Before I know it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced getting hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body. And all of a sudden, this feeling came over me like something I had never experienced before. It was like I was in love. For the first time with anything that moved, animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it did not matter. It was like there was this great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day coming, 'cause I was drunk. Now there are degrees of drunkenness, as we know. I wasn't slip sliding, knee crawling, commode hugging drunk. No, I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over that hill expecting me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one, hung him up. He started sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear. Not tonight, because I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. It hung him up. So I looked him right in the eye, and my eyes was redder than his was. It hung him up. So I approached him and I said, "Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you've got other friends on the other side of that hill. Oh, Rare Bear, Small Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. You tell them all that I'm feeling right. And I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm going to have to run every goddamn one of them right off the hill." That's what I told him. Well, he took two steps back. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I, but being Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. I said, "Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both just beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear." Yeah. He started warming up to me. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw. I led him down to Mammoth Cave, and he's seeing that steel sniffing around it because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright, looked like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another. Before I knew it, he commenced to doing the bear dance. Two snips of snow and a fly turned into a grunt. It was so simple like a jitterbug from a beta man. And we worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. I got awful tired, and I went over to the hillside, and I laid down and fell asleep. Slept for 4 hours and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. I think me and Angelina Jolie were on a deserted island somewhere, and there were bears protecting us from the world. And when I woke up, well, I was at the mouth of Mammoth Cave, and there was God's yellow moon still shining on the blue clear morning. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off the heavens. And my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. Cave memories, yeah. All right. We hadn't done that in a while. You were inspiring. Thank you. All right.